Good day, Erev Shabbos, everybody. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shir number 183, in the Svarim of Zelig Pliskin and of Reb Tversky. And we're going to go today on Reb Zelig Pliskin's book called Taking Action. And we're going to talk about thinking and acting your wisest and your best. And the quality of your choices, all our choices, are greatly dependent on our mental state at the decision-making moment. And your choices will be different if you're at your wisest than your best. When you're at your wisest, you think more clearly. You weigh your options more skillfully. You give greater thought to the possible outcomes of a specific course of action. You realize when something is not a good idea. And since your quality of thinking is at its highest, your decision will be the best choice you can make at that moment. And I'm going to reiterate again, you do your hishtadlus by applying these skills and tools that we're talking about all along in this Sefer, in all of the Svarim we did thus far in this particular series, whether it's the kindness book that we talked about earlier in the year, in the Tekufa here, or then, you know, the book about serenity, the book about self-confidence, and now the book about Zerizus and taking positive action. All of these things require Tefillah prior to that, asking Hashem for Siyata Deshmaya. In particular, we emphasize this often, the first request bracha in Shemayin Esrei, the fourth bracha, Ata Choinin Ladam Das, which has the heading, you give a person wisdom, and then you ask him for it, this wisdom to apply these skills, to Hashem give you the seichel and the das, to give you the ability to develop the point where you could be at your wisest when you make those decisions. When you're at the bed, and then you do your shtadlus. But talking to Hashem and asking him for siyata deshmaya is definitely a strong, strong key. And one has to remember that in the back of their mind every time we give any shir that talks about using skills and tools to benefit your life. When you're at your best, your talents and your skills represent your best efforts. Even every talented and skilled person has moments when they show that they are at the best and other moments when they're temporarily off track. So everyone has their off days, is what we're saying. Not everyone will always be at their optimal mode. They do the best they can. To access it, though, you really have to talk to yourself, self-automated talk. Right now, I'm going to think and act my wisest and best. You tell yourself that. You repeat that sentence many times, preferably in a joyful tone of voice, then your mind will shift to that improved state. You experiment this, you repeat it. The Bali Musi used to do this with Chazal. They used to repeat it until it got into their internal state. You don't feel enthusiastic, so it feels to you foolish or false or fake. How can I be joyful and say, right now I'm going to think and act my wisest and best self? Like, I'm not in that mindset right now. You fool your brain and you say, I don't care. I'm going to say it, repeat it. The words have an effect internally in you over time. When your mind is clear and you feel great, your shift will be easier to do. The statement will actually enable your mind to be its best and its wisest. Now, at some times you may not reach it, but you'll be focused on trying to be the best that you can, even if you're not actually right now the best. It's still better off by having these thoughts. So here, Reb Zelig Pliskin talks about an interaction he had with somebody. A fellow who wasted a large amount of his precious time and energy consulted me. He asked what he could do to feel that he has not wasted his life. And I asked him, what goals did you set for yourself? And the person responded, I don't think a lot about my goals. I live my life regularly. Why do you think it's important to have goals? And Pliskin responded that, let me ask you a question about how you view your life. Do you feel that your life is a wonderful life? Do you feel that you're striving towards building a masterpiece? And he honestly responded, you have to be kidding. That's not even close to how I view my life. And Pliskin asked him this, but would you like to be able to say that about your life? That I live a wonderful life and I'm striving towards building a masterpiece? And he responded, of course I would. But that's not me. Now, I want to interrupt here just to say that this concept, when a person says, of course, I would want to believe that I live a wonderful life and I want to build a masterpiece, but it's not me. That stems from a lack of belief in your own inner potential, your lack of emuna in your own Selam Aleichem. When you develop that and you develop that self-confidence that we talk so much about, then you would not say it's not me. You would say it's me. So Zelig Pliskin responded, I realize that that's not the way you presently see your life, but while talking to you now, I can see clearly deep down that this is what you want to be able to say about your life. Would you agree if you were honest with yourself? And he responded, yes, I have to acknowledge that I do agree, but what can I do about it? There's a yush. What can I do about it? My life is very far from that type of life that you're describing. And now I'm going to say a quote that Pliskin said afterwards. Listen to it carefully. Even write it down. Or if you have the book, it's on page 45. Each moment, each one of us make important decisions. Each moment, we choose what we think, what we say, and what we do. At any given moment, you can make a choice to live a meaningful and purposeful life. And you could do that right now, this very moment. Repeat the recording so you hear it again and write it down. But he asked him, how do I do that? And he responded, I'll give you one question to ask yourself a number of times a day. And if you ask it, you'll find your life, again, I'm adding, over time. So you don't give up. If it doesn't happen right away, you keep on doing this until your life will actually be transformed. And it's important you don't discount the question. So I'll only agree to tell it to you if you agree to ask it at least 10 times a day for an entire month. You may think that you should ask it even 40 or 50 times a day, but right now you might consider that too much for you. So I will tell it to you, but just you have to accept to ask it of yourself 10 times a day. And he responded, yes, I'm curious about what your question is, so I'll have to agree to your condition. And he answered back that your question is, what does my inner wisdom and higher self tell me to do now? I'm going to repeat that. Just put in an index card and do this. Take this practice 10 times a day. What does my inner wisdom and higher self tell me to do now? Is that all? He marveled. He says, so Pliskin said that I think that in a short while you'll become aware that this one question can change your life for the better. But you agreed to ask it throughout the day, each and every day for 30 days. Here's a card to write the question on. Again, the question is, what does my inner wisdom and higher self tell me to do now? And I will add to you again, audience here, that if you lack a belief in yourself, if you lack a belief in your inner potential, in your Tzelem Elokim, when you hear this question, what does my inner wisdom and higher self tell me to do now? You may say to yourself, well, I don't have inner wisdom. And I don't have a higher self. Even if you taught this, you don't really believe it. You don't internalize it. So even if you don't believe it now, you have to have it as an emunah. This is the fact. He blew into us, each one of us, a Tzelem Elokim. He blew into each one of us a Jewish neshama. He blew into us infinite amount of potential wisdom. It makes no difference what your station in life is, whether you're poor or whether you're rich, or you think you have a high IQ or a low IQ. It's the Yerushamayim Panemius part of it that with that wisdom every single Yid has, no matter what capacity it is. So you ask yourself that question, what does my inner wisdom and higher self tell me to do now? 10 times a day, write it on an index card, and be mindful you have that inner wisdom. Be mindful you have that higher self that you will be able to access and will reveal itself, and you'll be able to accept that wisdom from within yourself to make your life better. Does that mean you don't ask shilas? Does it mean you don't ask for guidance? Of course you do. Does it mean that you don't ask for support when you need support? Of course you ask for support. Does it mean that you don't speak to a mentor or a rav or a therapist, the healthy ones, you know, to help guide you? Of course you can do all of that. And turn to Hashem, of course you do that. No question about it. But what you can also do, which is very important, is to asking that question, what my inner wisdom and higher self tells me to do now, believe in that inner wisdom, believe in that higher self. And to make sure, as Zelig Pliskin said, to make sure you ask this question 10 times a day, mark off 30 days on a sheet of paper. Every time you ask a question, make a tally mark of the number of times you asked it. If one day you asked it only 8 or 9 times, you can make it up the next day by asking more times. So Pliskin said he spoke to this person several times during the 30-day period, and he continued to ask himself this question, and the person reported indeed he was utilizing his time much more wisely than ever before. Even when he was doing many of the things that he would have done anyway, now he was having a higher level of consciousness about what he was doing. He was focused more on what he was doing. And after the 30th day, he commented, I see if I keep this up and ask daily of myself, a number of times. What does my inner wisdom and higher self tell me to do now? I will live a life that I consider wonderful, and I will live a masterpiece. And really, I just want to be messiah here, something very, very important. That is something that you all need to believe in. You need to believe in yourselves, because Hashem believes in you. You have certain flaws, or averis even. You do tshuva on it. You ask for guidance. You keep on turning to Hashem for it. Feel you struggling in your learning, or you're struggling in your comprehension, don't despair. Hashem has a role for you. And you do the best you can with the gifts that you have. And you explore it. And you ask Hashem to reveal it. What does my inner wisdom and higher self tell me to do now? That means you have inner wisdom. A deep well of inner wisdom. And you have that higher self. That's your holy soul. Each one of us has this. Each one of us has this, and we access it to better ourselves. We access it to better our relationships with each other. Bein adam l'chaveray. We access this to access the best part of ourselves in Shalom Bayis, and being the best husband you could possibly be, and being the best wife you could possibly be, and the best parents to your children that you could possibly be. It's all within our hands. Hashem wants us to reveal it. He gets nachas ruach from us when and how we reveal it. And we need to really work hard towards this goal. And we'll be able to attain it. Be'ezus Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha.